My midnight never just and never there. It haunts me like a ghost when it's not there. When I think I've learned to know its call, my midnight strikes me down to nothing at all. My midnight's never late and always slow. It just waits patiently till it's time to go. When I think I've learned to know its sign, that's when my midnight comes and leaves me blind. Midnight's never brave and always strong. It just waits patiently till I come along. And when I think I've found a place and a time, my midnight strikes me down with a single chime. My midnight laughs at me when I run away. Shades of blue and gold and white and gray. When I see my chance and I think I can run, this midnight strikes me down before I've begun.
Come on.
Midnight hates me much like I hate myself. Always steps between me and someone else. And when I start to fear I'm growing too old, when my midnight comes and releases its hold, midnight comes in ways I can't explain, blotting out the sun with the wind and rain. When I start to think I love the night, my midnight blinds me with its flashing light.
Thank you. I love playing that song, and I don't do that one very often. It's been a long time before this tour, and the two of us just have a way of playing that I really like. But we were playing that a couple nights ago in Athens, and a friend who likes what I do said, "That's like a Steely Dan version of that song." I went, "Does that mean you liked it?" I said, "Oh, yeah, okay, good." I took it as a compliment, but you know, it's a good thing. Depends on you.
Well, I think it's better than what Dan Stewart said about playing with me. He's like, well, actually, I can't say it publicly, but basically, it was something to the degree of I play like Bruce Hornsby. I make his stuff sound like Bruce Hornsby.
Chris, Bruce Hornsby is not Steely Dan.
That's exactly what I wanted to say.
Yeah.